This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brownies to the neighborhood kids, and everyone loves her. 2 years ago, a certain family member moved in to look after Mrs. Clark, and that's when everything changed. Mrs. Clark became the victim of elder abuse.
Elder abuse is often closer to home than you think or want to believe. McGruff, the crime dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know the signs of elder abuse. Bruises, isolation, reduced activities, poor hygiene, depression, and financial problems. Protect yourself and speak out if you recognize signs of abuse in others.
Elder abuse is a crime that affects over 2 million senior citizens every year. Even more astounding, it's most commonly committed by a family member or someone they trusted. If you suspect abuse, contact your local law enforcement agency. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is June 5th, hump day. We're getting through the week. Game three, of the NBA Finals tonight. Make sure I've got that right. You know I like to be smooth in this, so please don't interrupt me. Yes, it was a little stumble, John. We know you will make light of it. It's game three tonight. Series is tied at 1-1. Tonight, John, on ABC at 8 o'clock. It's a must-win game for the Raptors. We'll get to that. Brad, how about a little round of applause for friend of the show, Lionel Hollins, friend of 92.9 FM ESPN. John, he is a new assistant coach with the Lakers.
Yes, he is.
And I think folks are asking some of the wrong questions about this and whether it'll work with LeBron and Lionel.
Well,
you know what I'm concerned about?
Well, hold off. Let me set the schedule real quick before, because I think it is a great question.
Don't be putting me off.
Yeah, and I'm not putting you off. It's a tease. We just got to keep people hanging on.
Okay.
All right. I'm very excited about the lineup today.
Do it quickly.
I'm so excited about the lineup today. At 11:25, we're going to talk to Mark Giannotto. Mark Giannotto joins us every single Wednesday, and it looks as if you have a few questions for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we will talk to Mark Giannotto at 11:25. He, of course, of Giannotto and Jeffrey.
Yes.
New radio show
and the commercial appeal
right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. At 12:45, we're going to be joined by our friend Freddie Coleman. Freddie Coleman, of course, hosts overnights. It's not overnights, but nights, I should say.
Is he our friend? Is he qualified? You use
I think
that?
He's our friend.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put him in friend category.
Okay. Only been on once before, but our friend.
Yeah, but he was really, he really enjoyed it.
And he tweeted about it later. And so he felt like that made it.
He gave us a shout out on his show.
Yeah, Freddie and Fitzsimmons, they do that show at night. I listened to him last night. Really good. They have a lot of Memphis callers on there.
Oh, I'm so used to hearing his voice at night.
Yeah, no question. So we'll talk to Freddie about the NBA Finals, about other things, at 12:45. So we will do that then. And then at 1:25, starting every Wednesday going forward, we are going to be joined in studio by Anthony Sain.
When he can. In studio when he can.
When he can, yeah. Anthony
Sain. He's got like nine jobs.
Yeah. But he'll be in studio today, correct?
Absolutely. That's the plan.
Yeah, Anthony Sain, who, of course, covers the Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer, he will be in studio. We will talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies, about the NBA Finals, about maybe his nine jobs. We focused certainly a lot on your odd jobs yesterday. Maybe we can.
Oh, you want to see if you can get a little bit more funny.
Turn the spotlight.
You be careful to get turned on.
I told you yesterday when we left out of here, I said, if you want to talk about my jobs, Jason, we can.
Nah. Didn't want to make the whole day. Didn't want to waste any more time.
I think that helped us yesterday.
You got every last joke you could out of it.
Yeah.
Every last laugh.
And I did. And I continued to laugh about it late at night.
I feel like you're going to go back to it at some point. Desperate, boy, laugh.
Man, when I got home.
Are we done with Imperial Security? Is that what you're saying? Like,
it doesn't have to be, Brad. If you feel like you need to kick that old dead horse, you go right on and kick it, brother. No. I want to hear John's little story.
Yeah,
it was interrupt me time, but you've got a nice little story we all want to hear.
Even Sam was getting in on it when I got to the house.
Oh,
was she?
Oh, Sam kicking the man while he's down. What did Sam have to say?
She said the call should have been breaker, breaker, breaker 12, breaker 12. Like, she had, like, her own little code, you know, for when you were.
So I've been really good to Sam on the radio.
Yeah. I just think she had her own vision of how it would sound.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? When you call in for – And there are a lot of things you left out yesterday, but I know you want to move on. So anyway, we'll move on, officer. Anyway, yes, you mentioned today that you feel like people are asking the wrong questions.
Well, John, I think you've oversold this. I really wanted to get in before you got to the lineup there. Yes, I think you've oversold it quite a bit, so I'm not sure it's going to be as funny as when I told you the first time. But yes, the real question is, what happens, not with LeBron and Lionel, can they get along? BC, you listen to me because you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
The real question, because it's going to happen, is what happens when lion-ass Rob Pelinka, the general manager right of the Lakers, tries to tell Lionel Hollins one of those lies, John? What's going to happen?
What is going to happen?
He's going to straighten him out. And he's going to do it with that unstraight finger.
He's going to point at him and say, don't you lie to me.
Like, how would you go into work and your boss, seriously, you already know that the dude's a liar, aren't you? You're not going to believe a thing out of his mouth, are you?
And then LeBron's
And I got a feeling Lionel Hollins doesn't like liars.
LeBron's going to be like, what'd I do? I can't help it.
You went too far. You trying to add to the joke.
Those two boys.
The fingers point at LeBron?
Well, both.
They got the same hairline.
Womp, 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 womp. We were going good there, Brad. We were going good there.
Sorry.
Not your best work, Brad.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
That said, happy for Lionel Hollins. Are you not?
Because it felt like the
man. We saw the local interview. I think it was with 24. We saw him. You know, he clearly wanted to still be.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to be head coach of the Grizzlies. Let's just be real with it.
Yeah.
What you saw, though, was a man that was clearly felt like he had. I tweeted, but. Clearly feels like he's got more to give. Clearly feels like he's got more to teach.
Yep.
Wants to be on a bench. And so that's the point here. I'm messing around about Rob Pelinka and the lies and stuff. Look, it doesn't matter what's coming out of his mouth. Lionel Hollins wants to coach again. And here's the deal. Like, you look at this and you say, well, you know, Frank Vogel's the head coach. You figure at some point he's going to get fired by LeBron James, right? Because if you haven't won a title with LeBron the year before, you're on thin ice as his coach. And so, look, it'll come down to, I guess, Jason Kidd and Lionel Hollins, and you straightened me out on this, and you're absolutely right. Look, they almost forced Jason Kidd on whoever the coach was going to be.
They did.
They did everything but name him the head coach.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And so when Frank Vogel, and I'm saying when because it's not a matter of if, it's when he gets fired, I guess Lionel will be sort of that guy for Jason Kidd.
Yep.
And I could see that working.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know where it goes, and again, so much of it depends on the Lakers roster and what becomes of that, but I could see this thing working as sort of him being Jason Kidd's guy.
Listen, Lionel Hollins, you know, as the winningest head coach in the history of the Memphis Grizzlies, he deserves opportunities, you know.
That's the right word. He deserved it.
Yeah.
He deserved another shot
and,
if he wants it.
I'm not as familiar with what happened in Brooklyn. You know, they were really bad when he was there, you know, and obviously now they've gotten that thing together. But, you know, he is a good coach. It's got to be a good situation for him. He's an old school guy, and he's got to be the right situation.
And we know he's good. He can be good in terms of developing young guys.
Right.
So in terms of teaching them the right ways, all that. There's what he's selling is always good for young guys.
You just have to be careful, you know, when you're singling out when you're trying to single out guys and you're pointing fingers. You know, you just got to make sure
Now, you can't build on my joke.
You know what I mean? You had to
and it'd be funny.
Make sure that the intended recipient.
Early. Yeah, I think you maximize early.
You don't want to lump everybody in.
Love right. Lionel. Yeah. And love, the same. Love that finger. Mm. Absolutely love that finger.
Yeah. So, anyway, there you go.
I get the feeling you're not as happy for him as I am.
Oh, dude,
I think most Memphians are, though.
When I got the news yesterday, I stopped everything that I was doing, and I threw a damn party. I got out the balloons.
See, I don't get
I said, Sam, we have to cancel everything we're
doing.
You
want to play, but I'm serious.
Listen.
Why is there a lack of respect for this man?
There's not a lack of respect.
This dude stayed in Memphis. His son played high school ball. His family, you know what I'm saying? They put roots down here.
I mean,
like, is he not a guy to cheer for?
I am cheering for him.
I cheer for him more than I cheer for Marcus Gasol.
Okay.
Put me on the cross. Does that make me crazy?
Nobody's going to put you on the cross.
Okay.
You know?
Because Lionel never wanted to stop, did he?
He did not.
If he wasn't going to get paid the money he felt he deserved.
Saying Mark did want to stop. Mm. You and Mark have a thing.
Well,
and I hope one day when his playing career is over.
I'm able to take high road when he does well.
I hope when his
I don't root against him.
When his playing career is over,
I hope you have
a chance to hash it out with him. Well, because you certainly do have some tension. And
he's moody.
Between you guys. But, yes, Lionel Hollins. Jason, I'm so happy.
No, you're not. Don't even lie on this radio about it.
My cup overflow.
Serious. Yeah, just stay. You can't stand the man. Just keep
it runneth over with happiness for Lionel Hollins. But I would feel more happy for him if I felt like he was the first guy, if I felt like if and when Frank Vogel, you know, gets the axe, that he would be the interim, but we know he's not, you know.
No, but I think he knows that too, and he wouldn't have accepted it you know what I mean? I don't think he's got any misinterpretation of what's going to happen if Frank Vogel gets fired. That'll
right.
be Jay Kidd.
It's just so dysfunctional too. Like, that's the other part about it. It's like, yeah, LeBron is there, but it's dysfunctional. It's a dysfunctional organization.
It is. But I think more than other dysfunctional organizations, they're at a point where they can get back, right? They can straighten out. There's a path back.
Yeah.
And much of that's due to the fact that you got, if not the best player, one of the two, three best players in the world.
Yeah. So anyway, yes, Lionel Hollins is an assistant coach with the Los Angeles Lakers. And, you know, LeBron's there. So
don't hate.
You always have that for sure. All right. You mentioned Marc Gasol. Game 3 is tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time on ABC. Maybe we'll get another Facebook Memphis commercial. But this is I believe you started this open by saying this is a must-win for the Toronto Raptors. No Kevin Durant.
8th straight game, he's going to be out.
Yep, sounds like Klay Thompson, very iffy, to put it generously, right?
If I'm believing the words out of his mouth in that press conference, though, you know, in terms of where he is and sort of he explained that team's way of thinking, what the staff's thinking with him. If he's feeling any pain, he said they're going to sit him out because they feel like it's a long series. I think you're going to feel some pain from that strained hamstring, at least a twinge.
Right.
And to that point, I think they feel like it's the same thing. This is sort of a free swing. Toronto's got to win this when they think it's going to be a long series anyway. Why risk putting Klay back out there, re-aggravating it? I think he's sitting tonight.
Yeah, the Warriors are 4.5-point favorites tonight.
Yes, 4.5 still.
But you're right about that. You're right about the hamstring in that, you know,
he's gonna be feeling something.
I mean, I think back to was it 2015 or 20? Yeah, I think it was 2015 with Tony Allen. Mm-hmm. You know, like he had it was 2015 or 2016. He had the hamstring injury. You know, and you can be out there,
right?
But you're just not as effective. You know, like, you're not as effective when you're worried about the hamstring injury.
You're not. And they've already, he needs to go third on this list, but Kevon Looney's out. That you know, the center, and that will affect your depth. It will put DeMarcus Cousins more out front, more pressure on him to be good in more minutes to go with Bogut, who I'm sure we'll see more of. But the point is they're getting thin. And if KD is out and if Klay is out, Klay is listed as questionable. He could play, but I am doubting that he plays tonight by what I've heard from them. And you got Kevon Looney, it's their depth.
Yeah.
Look, you're dependent on DeMarcus Cousins, you're dependent on Draymond, you're dependent on Steph, really three guys. Even Iguodala, I don't know physically if you can depend on him to be great tonight. Absolutely makes it a must-win for the Raptors. You lose this one, brother, Klay getting healthy at some point, KD's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're done. So, that's the way I'm looking at this. This is it, there are no excuses.
Right.
You just had everything line up for you basically in game two, and you blew that opportunity. We talked about the golden opportunity that was for you.
Yep.
You better get this one with what I think will be two of the three, four big superstars for them out tonight for Golden State.
I agree with you in the sense that if the Warriors win this game, the series is over, and I think it's over in six. Maybe it even ends in five, though. Who knows? Like, if you can't beat the Warriors without Kevin Durant, without Klay Thompson, at what point do you, if you're the Raptors, just
just decide and determine that it can't be done.
Right.
You know, that you let go of that rope. You know, no Kevon Looney as well. I mean, the Warriors are going to be trotting, you know, Andrew Bogut out there getting, like, real minutes.
He's going to have to.
You know, like, this is something
DeMarcus can't stay out there the entire time.
It's going to have to happen. Yeah. So if you can't beat this iteration of the Warriors, how the hell are you going to beat them when Klay comes back, when Kevin Durant inevitably comes back? You can't. It's kind of depressing, to be honest with you. You know, because it's like, they feel it still feel. I mean, they're still 4.5-point favorites. Now it's in, you know, it's in Oracle. It's back to the Bay, but still, like, the fact that they're still 4.5-point favorites is totally depressing.
Well, and this takes us back to your man, Marc Gasol. It takes us back to Pascal Siakam. Look, it. And here's a name that we're not saying enough. Kawhi can't do all this enough. Here's that name I'm talking about. Kyle Lowry, man. 20 points. What is it? 20 points in two games.
Mm-hmm.
A combined 20 in the two games. This dude's a 5-time All-Star, John, if I'm not mistaken. 5-time All-Star.
Yep.
We're talking about Pascal. We're talking about Gasol. What are you doing? I realize we give him so much credit for all the glue stuff that he does, right? Setting screens, all that stuff. He'll get in there, mix it up, get rebounds for you. But offensively, this dude has got to be better for them
yep.
if they're going to have any chance. And again, if in a situation where you feel like it's must-win like it is tonight with Golden State, we think having so many pieces down. Guy like Kyle Lowry's got to come out and do something, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this 5-time All-Star, Kawhi Leonard is clearly hobbled and still giving it everything he's got. He's putting up numbers. He's getting into the 30s, and yet here we are 20 points from you in the two games. There's no excuse. I mean, yes, Marc Gasol's got to be better than he was game two. Yes, Pascal Siakam look a lot better if he's close to the guy he was in game one than game two. But Kyle Lowry, there's no excuse. Like, look, dude, they cut DeMar DeRozan, right, and said we've hit our ceiling basically because of him. But you, there were questions about you and your ceiling in the playoffs. And right now, dude, you're not doing enough. You're not doing your part. You're not pulling your weight.
Now, he says,
I'd be all over him.
He said, I agree. I mean, I think he should be getting more heat.
I know
than
he said
got.
Something. He got something with a hand and everything, the finger yeah. or whatever. But I don't want to hear it. I mean, not at this time of year. Everybody's hobbled, and Kawhi's out there. We know hobbled. And he's still putting up the numbers.
Yeah, he said earlier this week that he vows to be more aggressive.
He has to, offensively, particularly. I mean, yes.
I mean, you know, and Kawhi, like we talked about it on Monday, but Kawhi, even in his brilliance in game two, like he is so clearly not himself.
There's no explosion off the floor.
Yeah.
And I think it's resulted in him settling for some outside shots that normally, again, when you're down, you're seeing the longest run in finals history, 18-0, you need a bucket. You send your all-star to the basket.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And he's not getting that explosion off the floor down at the basket. Of course, again, in fairness, too, they're running 2-3 guys at him. Once he gets there, the explosion is gone. The lift is gone.
Yeah.
Somebody's got it. Somebody
yeah,
else
was
got
a, there was like a
somebody
play,
else got step up.
I guess it was in the third quarter or something like that in the second half when Kawhi just kind of – he gets to the rim and he's fouled, but it's just like – He ends up getting the free throw line, but he's just kind of clumsily backing into, you know.
He's had a couple where he's still strong enough to get the shot off and even get the three-point play. But, dude, he's barely getting off the floor. And yet I give him all the credit in the world because he's still putting up the numbers, even with this defense now, throwing 2-3 guys at him because no one else is doing anything.
Yeah.
Like Mark, I heard the point made this morning. Mark on the pick and roll, I think it was Jalen Rose. Mark on the pick and roll has got to be aggressive.
Yep.
You can't be a non-factor. Jalen was even saying you need to put Pascal Siakam in that pick and roll with Kawhi because, again, Mark, an unaggressive Mark like you got in game two, if you're not going to be a threat to shoot, if you're not going to be a threat there offensively, you're not helping them. They crowd Kawhi that way. You're actually just hurting things. And so, look, I'm no Mark hater. I'd like to see him be, again, the aggressive guy he was in game one where they gave him shots, he took them, and they'll need that guy. They'll need him. They'll need a better Kyle Lowry and something from Pascal.
What does it say to you?
You better win tonight.
What does it say to you?
It'd be shameful if you
that Klay is dealing with a bum hamstring, that Kevin Durant is out, that Kevon Looney, who is like not some great big, but he's
but
depth.
It's depth. He plays.
He's out, yes. And the Warriors are still favored by 4.5. They're still favored by 4.5.
Yeah, I know.
Like it just feels like the gap is so the gulf is so wide.
Feels like everybody's picking Golden State in six, just like you.
Yeah, I mean, if they win tonight, you have to think five.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's depressing.
It's over.
Not as depressing. Tonight. Not as depressing. I would argue, though, as the media game that happened last night on Twitter.
You forced me to watch some of this stuff.
Yes.
I thought we were going to see like Windhorst out here and like
I don't think you're going to see
Tim McMahon and all that. You know, like the folks I knew. See, anybody I knew.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see Windhorst.
Did you see this thing? It was sponsored by T-Mobile.
I missed this. No,
right?
I didn't watch this.
So Chris, you know, John was watching it longingly, wishing he could be a part of the game. That's why it became a thing.
I would be real. I would definitely be one of the best players.
I already knew you were watching. I'm so much better than these guys. Yeah. I knew that's the reason you were watching.
I wanted to see are there any hoopers in the media? Mm. Are there any real guys
not
who
from
have
the game?
Game
I saw,
but it was Chris Haynes put it together. I think he was with Yahoo now.
Yeah.
And he got it sponsored by T-Mobile.
Yes.
Oh, it's legit.
And he streamed it. They streamed it live on Periscope. They had a commentating team and everything. They had 8 teams. It was a 3-round tournament. I have no idea who won. But it was humiliating. I was humiliated for the majority of the people who were out there.
I had a feeling you would talk about this.
I mean, weren't you? I mean, it was some of the worst basketball you can see.
Johnny, I'm sitting there. I can't talk bad about them. I'm 42 years old. I'd probably look a lot like them if I got back out there. And I consider myself a former decent pedestrian hooper.
You're not giving yourself enough credit, Jason.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, John, I'm not going to give those guys hell, especially at their age. I just don't know why they streamed it. I don't know why they thought anybody would want to watch it.
Well, I like the Periscope. If we had a celebrity one, that'd be fun to Periscope something like that or Facebook Live it.
It was for guys like you.
Yeah. It was not for guys like me.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
What does that mean?
The junkies.
They're just trying to make you jealous, man, that you're not a part of it. You're the guys that were watching.
I was not jealous.
Well, nobody else watching that mess.
I'm telling you, I was not jealous.
And I wouldn't have if you hadn't told me, Jason, you got to check this out.
I was definitely not jealous.
You were all day.
I mean.
Because it was a thing where if I was in that thing, I'd be the MVP.
Sometimes, I think that's one of those events and things that happen that if you're a part of it, it doesn't matter how good you are. Everybody else is going to bring you down to their level.
Are you the best hooping Memphis member of the Memphis media?
Yes.
Bro, get out.
Yes.
Let's get Jason going here. I thought I'd get you in that mess of a corner.
I will play anybody. I will play anybody in the Memphis media one-on-one.
Is Brevin Knight media?
Oh, come on. That doesn't count.
I know you don't want to count him. He's absolutely media.
Okay, then no, I'm not. I'm second.
Who else could beat him, Brad?
I think I could shut him down.
I think Doc Holliday would body you on a basketball court and beat you,
bro.
Yeah, football
Holliday
style
gets
in
you,
basketball.
I'll have Doc Holliday out there looking like Andre the Giant,
Doc,
bro.
Do you hear this?
I have Doc Holliday.
Doc Holliday is still in the shape of a 21-year-old man.
I will bring him so
far
out.
Bro, he's so much stronger than you.
I will bring him so far out. No.
Hasseltine, can he ball?
He plays a lot.
He can play.
You don't want to play. He's going to foul the mess out of you.
He can play, but he ain't beating you.
He's so intense.
You got to understand.
He takes it so seriously, Hasseltine. Yeah.
I mean, are we playing with fouls? Because I'm fouling Doc Holliday on 3 minutes.
I
want
to go back to this Doc Holliday you matchup. Mm-hmm. And Doc beating you with football skills on a basketball court.
Zero chance. Zero chance.
Bro, after he pushes you the one time, you're going to be pumped out.
That man ain't got no touch.
You're not going to want to defend him
anymore. That man ain't got no touch around the rim.
He's not going to have to shoot the jumper on you.
He
has to take you inside and use his chest on you,
bro.
No,
I'm not worried about that.
Man, Doc, I hope
you are listening. He won't get the ball. He ain't going to get the ball, bro.
Doc Holliday beat you. It ain't even his sport.
He ain't.
That's what I'm saying. You trying to claim you the best basketball playing Memphis media member. Get out of here.
We can set up a 3-on-3, a 1-on-1.
We need a 1. We ain't talking about 3-on-1. We talking about 1-on-1,
bro. Well,
I'm
saying we can get like a
claim that title like LeBron did.
We could get like a charity involved.
This dude like LeBron. I'm the GOAT because of the 2016 finals. You got to claim it for
yourself. While you out here talking, if we had a 3-on-3 charity tournament, you going to beg to be on my team. I promise. I'm going to be like, nope. You can't be on my team, Officer Jason.
Brother, I am retired.
We're going to have to join up with Doc Holliday.
I don't want to play on your team. I am retired. I'm going to watch and make fun of you. I'll do much better in that spot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm happy. Let's get a charity involved.
Oh, we need to get a charity involved because I don't think Doc going to sit here and take this.
That's the only way.
You're going to beat him.
That's the only way Doc beating me is from charity.
Will Facebook Live broadcast it?
Yeah, for sure. I don't care what the app is.
Doc playing not even his own sport will beat you.
You have focused on the wrong matchup.
Oh, I'm on Doc's side. You lost your partner today.
You have focused on the wrong matchup here, pal. Okay.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Bro, that's like a 2 versus a 15.
You ain't ready for Doc.
That's like a 2 seed versus a 15, Jason. It's happened maybe once in the last 15 years. All right? He's like the Middle Tennessee State to my Michigan.
You know who's
State.
Actually good, and he's just a new addition to our staff, and you're about to have him on? Sleepy good? Mark Giannotto.
Okay.
He plays down at the precinct, and I'm not making that up as a joke.
I can tell you he's tough.
He's a Northeasterner.
Looks like
he's
likes tough. To set screens.
He plays at
Two
the precinct.
Yeah.
Mark Giannotto, he's not. Now, it's not a nuanced game. It's not a finesse game.
Oh, I know. I can tell it's not based in finesse.
It's not based on
I've
finesse.
I've only played with Mark Giannotto once.
Tell us how that would go.
I don't remember. He moves better than I thought he would, though.
He kinda actually like Brad. He can body up.
Yeah, he moves a little bit better than I think. He's got very fundamental, like you said, very fundamental, like understands the game. So
Hold on. I need to go back to something you said and you tried to cover up and put the brush. Mm-hmm. Did you say Doc was Middle Tennessee to your what? Michigan State?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
We're not taking that.
Oh, my Lord.
The brothers are not taking that sitting down. Bro.
This is my arena. This is not football.
I hope Doc Holliday is listening.
This is not
and
the
if
gridiron.
If he is not, this is I not will the, make him aware.
This is not the gridiron.
Believe me, I will.
I have so much respect for Doc as a football player. So much respect.
Okay.
So much respect for him as a
like
football player.
I like where this segment went.
But this is.
We're going to get this set up.
This is my arena.
All right, bro.
I think Giannotto can get you.
I'd love to set it up. I can't wait to prove it. That's what I've been doing my whole life, dude. I've been doing this my whole entire life. This is nothing new to me.
Okay. Why didn't you play at White Station?
Because only the best played at White Station. That's why.
I made the team, fool.
You played on JV.
I'm a pedestrian.
You played on the JV team.
I made the team, fool.
A-team?
You played on JV. I could have played on JV. I had too much pride for that.
You didn't even try out.
You didn't try out.
I had too much pride for that.
Because you knew you'd get cut and your name wouldn't be on that list.
Look, like I said, we can get a charity involved, and I'll play anybody, and I promise you, if I lose, it will be a fluke.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, let's get Giannotto. I've heard enough. I'm going to get this set up with Doc. We didn't play no Giannottos. We played Doc Holliday.
All right. when we come back, Mark Giannotto will join us. We'll talk to him. On the other side, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The annual summer sale at James Davis has started just in time to get Dad's perfect gift in advance of Father's Day. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits and my dress shirts for television work with CBS Sports. But understand this. They have so much more than just nice suits and dress shirts. For instance, right now, shorts, short sleeve knit shirts, and sport shirts are 20% off. There's a summer selection of sport coats, suits, and blazers, all 25% off. And don't forget about the custom-made stance shirts. Those are the ones I buy because dress shirts off the rack are a thing of the past. Now, let me explain how this works. What you do is you go to James Davis. You walk in, you get 3 measurements, and in just 10 minutes, you're going to have a custom-made shirt ordered. It'll be ready in a matter of days. They start at only $98. It's a perfect shirt that'll fit you brilliantly, and it makes for a perfect gift, too. In fact, you can get a gift card to cover it. So where are you shopping in advance of these warm months that are on the way? James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's time to say out with AT&T and in with Xfinity. As in with xFi from America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. And in with connected and protected devices throughout your home with enhanced network security when you add xFi Advantage. In with internet that stays fast, even when everyone is using it. And in with the best streaming experience on all your screens, so you can watch your favorite live TV and more in all your favorite places. It's out with AT&T. And in with simple, easy, awesome. Now through June 30th, get started with this incredible offer with up to 400 megabits per second download speed and TV for $80 per month for a year with a 1-year agreement. Plus, add xFi Advantage for enhanced network security and unlimited data. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill paperless billing and auto-pay enrollment. Restrictions apply. New Extreme Pro and basic TV customers only. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV fees, extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/men. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one little pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, fourhymns.com/men. That's fourhymns.com/men for your first month for just $5. fourhymns.com/men.
Spring is here. You can feel it and smell it. NBA playoffs underway. Baseball every night. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're probably going to spend a lot of time watching games inside and outside. And if you want to sip a drink while you're doing it, could I interest you in New Amsterdam Vodka? It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. It's on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
Hurt? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's
Jason
all.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and every Wednesday around this time, we talk to Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, and of course, from Giannotto and Jeff Ridney joins us now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much, guys. I was listening to the last segment, and I've got the answer.
Okay.
And it's not me. It's not John. I don't know how well you guys know our new high school writer, Kari Thompson from the Commercial Appeal. He's 6'6", and I've played with him. There's no one better than him in the Memphis media. Like, the guy can play. Like, he's 6'6", with touch, can shoot it from outside. No one in the Memphis media has beaten him. No one.
Is this full court or half court?
I'm just telling you, he moves a lot. Like, I played full court with the guy. He moves a lot better than you'd think. Like, he could... I was shocked when I played with him. I was shocked at how good he was. I'm just telling you, no one's beaten him. I'm just telling you right now,
It looks like you've underestimated Mr. Thompson, Joe.
I have never seen him play.
Will Askew used to bone in these circles just because he was 6'6", 6'7". You know, I guess we're saying because of his height, he would kill us all.
Now to. I don't remember the exact details, but once upon a time, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh yeah, baby, I was in.
They had a media game, and they they discontinued it because I don't want to be putting rumors out there, but I'm pretty sure they discontinued it because of Eric Hasseltine. Because Eric, because Eric threw a ball at somebody. Eric got mad and threw a ball at somebody. Is that your understanding too, Jason? Like, have you heard that?
It made it very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Were there? You saw it?
And I was there for a couple of hassles. I want to say for 1 year in particular, and just him and this, I don't lie to you, him and Vernon would just take it to another level with their intensity level and want to get all serious it just made it very uncomfortable and very not fun.
Oh yeah. See, like I wish they would bring it back. It would be so.
Sure, to those guys, it was fun.
It needs to
me,
be
it was
fun.
A little too serious.
It needs to be fun and lighthearted.
Like they're trying to block. You know what I'm saying? Like they're counting fouls. You know what I'm saying out there? Like they're trying to block each other. It's like to me, it's come on.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I've got the scouting report on John. John, we've played a couple times, I think, together.
Yes.
And I would honestly, I would compare you, in some ways, to Tyler Harris in that. When you get hot from outside, it is something to behold. The problem is you always think you're hot. And there's a lot of times where you're not.
Yep.
And the shot selection is very iffy in those moments. I'm going to be honest, the defense, rebounding, the intangibles, if we're talking full court, I think – I think you even told me this one time. Like, you're concerned about hitting shots.
Yep.
The other parts of the game, you let other people handle that.
Yeah. I would also say, too, though, I do enjoy playmaking as well. Like, I think I have pretty good vision and a passing ability.
Yeah, I distinctly remember running a very good – like, I thought you guys – like, I am a very fundamental player. I remember us running – a picture-perfect pick-and-roll together at one point.
Yes, we did. Yeah, so But the offensive side of the game is absolutely where my focus is. I don't really care about the other side at all. I agree with that 100%. And that's part of, you know, that's part of the game. And that's why I'm doing this instead of playing professionally. Did you see any of the media game last night? Like, did you tune in at all?
No, I didn't watch it. They do it at the Final Four every year.
Yep.
The college basketball writers have a – it's not televised or anything – but they do that every year, and there's actually some pretty good college basketball writers in basketball. Like, Rob Dowster played college basketball, I believe, like D3 college basketball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you got, like, I remember Eric Prisbell. He used to work at the Washington Post.
Yep.
I used to play with him. He was pretty good. There's some decent guys, but, you know, I didn't watch the game last night. I saw your tweet about it, that it was pretty pathetic.
It was. But, you know, those guys look like they are having a good time. On the NBA Finals, while we're here, Jason earlier today called Game 3 a must-win for the Raptors, especially if Klay Thompson does not play. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, if Klay doesn't play, yeah, you got to win this game because you're going to have to see, you know, you got to steal one in Golden State. And if Klay's not playing, what better chance do you have? You know, if you can't beat them without Klay and KD, and I think I think I'm under the presumption that KD might come back for game four. And so, yeah, I don't know if must win is the phrase I would use. I would say, I guess must win, it just, if you really have thoughts of winning the series, you really should win. It's a should win. You should win this game. I don't want to say it's must win because you're just falling behind 2-1, but all the factors seem to point in Toronto's favor here, and so you don't want to let this slip away. You really don't want to let this chance slip away if you have any sort of hopes of winning the finals.
How close are you watching it, Mark? Are you enjoying it? I mean, we've seen the ratings are down. You know, a lot of people want to put it on no LeBron. Some people just on the fact that it's Toronto, and I actually agree from on Klay Travis. If you don't have the Warriors, maybe it's even down anymore. Are you all in? Are you enjoying this?
I'm interested in it. I wonder how much of it is, you know, because the Toronto ratings don't count for in the ratings that we're seeing. So my guess is it's not down quite as much as you'd think. But there is this whole just dynamic that the NBA, it's not just this year, but even last year when LeBron was in it, but we kind of, you know, saw it as Golden State was going to win it. It became pretty obvious as that series wore on, is that in a lot of ways, the off-court stuff in the NBA is a lot more interesting than the on-court stuff at times. And this offseason is a kind of, it takes it to an extreme. Like, we're, you know, to me, I feel like the average NBA fan, not the basketball junkie, but the average NBA fan is more interested in finding out where Kawhi's going to end up, where KD's going to end up, where Kyrie's going to end up, all these free agents. They're more concerned about that than who wins the finals and does Golden State, you know, get its three-peat and win 4 in 5 years. And I think I think there is a little bit of fatigue with Golden State. I don't think, you know, whereas it felt like, at the end of the Jordan era, for instance, when they were getting that sixth title, it felt like there was more appreciation for what was being accomplished by those teams. Whereas it feels like fans right now, the average NBA fan just wants the series to be done with and hope that KD goes somewhere else, so that there might be some more parity in terms of, you know, teams that are competing for the NBA title. So it's just interesting how the league has shifted. The emphasis seems more on what's going to happen in the off season than what's going to happen in this series.
Yeah, that is for sure true. We are, of course, talking to Mark Giannotto from the Commercial Appeal, host of Giannotto and Jeffrey. On to Memphis Tiger basketball, Mark. Obviously, most of the guys have reported by now for the first session. The local guys, for sure, I believe Lester got in yesterday or the day before. A lot of the focus is going to be on sort of playing time and divvying up minutes and that sort of thing. Do you think it's going to be, like, how much of a challenge do you think it will be to, quote-unquote, keep everybody happy? I think there's definitely I sort of did this, you know, a couple weeks ago. We kind of went through minute ranges and everything like that. How hard do you think it will be for Penny to keep everybody happy, as they say?
I think it's going to be difficult. I'm not sure it's going to be as difficult as sort of maybe we're making it out to be right now when we're looking at the roster, because I think some of it will sort itself out. Like, you know, when you're on a team, a lot of times, like, I think Penny is going to let how they play dictate how he divvies out the minutes. And some of these guys who were expecting to be contributors right away just might not be. Like, not all freshmen are contributors right away. And will there be some attrition? Maybe. I just think it's going to sort itself out naturally. In terms of Penny's going to always – like, I just – what we learned most about Penny last year is that he is going to play the guys that give him a chance to win games, mm-hmm. give him the best chance to win games. He's not going to necessarily play favorites because, you know, you're the top recruit or you're his guy. We saw that last year when he basically went with the JUCO guys for a large chunk of minutes down the stretch. And – so I think it'll be difficult, but I don't think it'll be any more difficult than any other elite team in the country that has a lot of really good players. So it's something to monitor, but I just think it's going to sort itself out. And I think especially, you know, there might be like one or two players who I would be concerned about. Like, I'd be concerned about Tyler Harris, making sure he's happy. Like, if I'm looking at this from Penny's perspective, that's a guy I want to make sure I closely monitor how he feels about the situation on a week-by-week basis. And to another extent, maybe, you know, down low, I'd say, you know, for instance, maybe Lance Thomas is a guy who I'd want to monitor how he feels about the situation, you know, as we go on. And on the perimeter, in addition to Tyler, maybe, like, you know, whereas, like, I think, like, a guy like, and then it's up to Penny then to convince these guys about what their role is, not just on this team, but within the program. Like, say, you know, like Malcolm Dandridge or Damian Ball, maybe they end up playing their way into big roles. But if they don't, it's up to Penny to convince them, hey, like, you might not have a big role on this team, but you have a big role in this program moving forward. And so, it'll be difficult. It's going to be a juggling act, but I think it's something I expect Penny will be able to manage well. That's what I expect.
Settle something for me, Mark, because we're going back and forth on it. I listened to James Wiseman when you had him on that first day, and I think I missed it, where he said he's from – I saw in the Undefeated, and this is very minor. It doesn't matter, neither here nor there. But saw in the Undefeated where he said he was originally from Memphis, grew up in Nashville, but had some people telling me yesterday, no, he clearly said on your show he is from Nashville.
Yeah, I asked him very directly. Point blank, because I read the same Undefeated article because I was going to ask him about, like, does he remember anything about, you know, being in Memphis at an early age? And he said, no, I was born in Nashville. He is a Nashville kid. And he actually, it's funny, I didn't realize this. When, like, they were in eighth and ninth grade, him and Damian Ball played on teams together. I don't know if it was high school or AAU, but he said he had played with Damian Ball, a decent amount prior to Memphis.
How about that? Yeah, good stuff. Mark, always appreciate
thank
the
you,
time,
brother.
Man. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Yep, you can hear him from 2 to 4 on Giannotto and Jeffrey. And I don't know if he counts, by the way. I've sort of been racking my brain because the line is getting long of folks who want to take their shot at the king. Barrett Jones, I don't know if we count him as Memphis media, but I played him last night. Our team played his team last night. And I mean, he's got some post moves, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like he got some post moves. Now he cats about it, but he's a large man.
Dude, I covered Barrett.
He is a large man.
On a basketball court too. He's
yeah. He played high school too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And was a stud out there in that division. Imagine in that league.
Yeah.
In that league. Yeah. With his size.
For sure.
He was dominant.
For sure.
Especially around here.
Yeah. So for sure. We gotta add Barrett to that list. You know, I like it. I like, you know, Christian Fowler's hitting me up. He wants to take a shot at the King. Let's go. Set it up. I don't care. We can do it anywhere.
Okay.
Anytime.
Yeah, we're getting a lot here. I think I'm
you're really working feverishly over there. You're trying to make it happen.
Well, you know, I wanted that one with you and Doc.
Yeah, are you going to be able to set it up?
I think Doc thinks that you're beneath him.
Wow.
And then why you realize, too, and I think I'm probably guilty of this. You know, I said that basketball is not his sport. Obviously, Doc is a stud on the foot.
Yeah.
But he did play with Corey Beck, Dwight Stewart, Elmer Martin over at Fairleigh. He played basketball, bro.
Yeah.
So now I gave you a little more. I probably now you're scared probably a little bit.
No.
Scared,
if I was him, so, I would say it was beneath me too. I would do the same thing he's doing right now.
Bro, you might be finna get Doc. You keep running your mouth like that.
I'm not worried about it. Y'all act like I'm supposed to be worried about it.
Oh, we can set some things up. I might be able to still get him. If you keep running your mouth the way you are.
I mean, you brought him up. I'm happy to take on the challenge. I'm not going to run from – bro, I am not going to run from anybody Memphis media. Are you kidding me?
I brought Doc up for a very specific reason because I think it would be a very specific form of humiliation for you. Because, again, not the sport he played in college, I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say it's not his first sport
because
Doc might have started basketball.
For sure.
Maybe he even did.
Bro, like, I mean,
anybody.
I
feel like, John, and don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
I feel like you could maybe use a coming down a pick.
Okay.
And I think Doc is just the right guy to give it to you.
Okay. Well, look, like I said, man, set it up. Tell me when and where.
What I don't want is you coming down 4 or 5 picks.
Yeah.
So let's make sure we keep it.
But what's going to happen when I win? Like if we go to if
we
go
know,
to,
you'll be running
if
your
we go to,
mouth.
If we go to 12 and I win, cap. You know, that 12-5, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to be tough for you. That's going to be a big blow.
Yeah, I do have others that want a piece of you though.
Let's go.
Like you said, the line seems
to get along. Are they media members?
No.
Oh, well, this is
I got folks putting up big money though. They want a piece of you.
Wow, they literally want to pay to play me.
But they want to put the money up.
They want to pay to play me. That there's
the line's getting long. It's at the door.
There's an admission fee.
Brad, you might want in on this.
There's an entrance.
I think so. This is fun.
Anyway, we'll come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Will Barton is going to put out an album. Yes, Will Barton is going to put out an album today. We'll talk about that and more later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ja Morant.
Morant's the guy who's going to find Jaren Jackson Jr. on lobs. He's going to find him in transition for easy baskets.
Instead of, you know, kicking it to the corner or passing it to somebody underneath the basket who's bigger than him, no, forget that. I am going to go straight through you. I'm going to jump over you and dunk on your face.
The Memphis Grizzlies hold the number 2 pick in the 2019 NBA Draft. Live draft coverage and broadcast here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's sports station.
You did it again. You waited until Saturday morning to make your weekly trip to the grocery store. Now you have to park a mile away. And are those storm clouds? Yep, it's raining. Did you bring your umbrella? Of course not. But you don't mind. You're all smiles, thanks to Regions. Sure, your groceries might be a little wet, but when you use your Regions Prestige or premium credit card for your purchase, you're earning rewards points for every dollar you spend. Plus, with the Regions Rewards Multiplier Program, you may earn extra rewards points based on the balances you maintain in your Regions checking account and other deposit accounts. Make grocery shopping on a rainy Saturday more rewarding, even if you did grab the shopping cart with a squeaky wheel. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn how you may earn extra points at regions.com/rewards multiplier. Regions, member FDIC.
Catch all your favorite sports games at Samstown Tunica this season. Enjoy the roomy seats, the big screens, and the full sports betting experience. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Must be 21 or older. Management reserves all rights. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads,
your life with Lance. Lance, up your life.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
All right, we're back. Jason and John. 92.9 FM. ESPN. There's a caller on the line. His name is Doc Holliday. Memphis legend. Man will run over you on a football field, could still do it at this time today. Local media member, he's a stud over 24, and he joins us now. Now, listen, Doc, let me take any tenseness out of this, brother. I don't know if you heard us in that opening segment, but John Martin thinks he's the best basketball-playing Memphis media member in town. I brought you up because I said, man, you couldn't beat Doc, and Doc was football first. Now, I might have gone too far. Maybe you were basketball first, but John didn't call you out. I brought you up. What would happen?
I understand you brought me up first, man. He's supposed to feel like he's the best in anything he does. But my point is, look, man, don't say anything about me. Don't say I'm Middle Tennessee State and what you Michigan State. That's when you go too far, man. You don't know my background. See, the last time I had to call in, John Rosa said some old foul clown stuff, what, about a year or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
And you come with the same thing, man. Now, don't be doing that. John Martin, keep my name out your mouth, man. Don't do that, dog.
Doc,
just say you're the best basketball player, man. Just say you're the best basketball player.
I did. And then, look,
now,
I mean.
But what else did you say, though?
I said, Jason brought
your
name up.
Well, that's where it goes back to me,
Jason,
Doc.
What else did you say, though?
Jason brought your name up, and I said, I feel the same way about you that I feel about anybody else, period.
No, but what did you say, though?
I said I'm the
best. Michigan State and I'm Middle Tennessee. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that is what I said. And you know
so
what?
So you don't think that's disrespectful?
No. That's just how I feel about my ability.
You on your radio show. I'm going to let you have that, man. But like I told him, don't say nothing about me, man.
Doc, why are you taking it so personally, man?
Keep my name out your mouth, man.
Doc, why are you taking it so personal?
Yeah, I didn't mean for it to be this, Doc.
Come on
it's
now,
more
Doc.
On me. This is more on me than John, Doc, because
you know
I brought you up.
If you're in the hood and you say something like that, what's going to happen?
What does that mean?
Now, you on the radio throwing it out. Oh, come on.
Doc.
He made Tennessee State.
Doc.
Michigan State.
Doc, I would say that anywhere.
Man.
I would say it anywhere.
Okay, man.
Doc, this is my fault. It's a bad idea. I'm putting it on me, Doc. Put this one on me, brother. I'm serious.
No, it's cool. It's cool. No.
I'm cool with it.
Well, the tenseness is right. I feel like it's my fault, Doc.
I don't understand why. Doc, why are you upset? I said I have nothing but respect for you as an athlete and as a football player.
Yeah, we're just having fun with it.
You went too far, man, when you try to make that comparison, man.
I mean, first of all, Middle Tennessee, they won the game. Middle Tennessee State won the game.
So. I played basketball first. That was my first sport at the YMCA in Whitehaven. I was on the team with Fairley and them. We lost to the state. Chad took David Vaughn them. Yeah, I played basketball for the longest. So my body got too muscular and I had to play football. And we used to hoop against Penn and them all the time in the field. Mm-hmm. And I just leave it at that. If you're supposed to say you can beat every media member in basketball, okay, good, man. Congratulations.
Well, I'm ready to play, Doc. We can play. We can set it up, get a charity involved. Like, it's all love for me, bro. Like, this ain't
it
nothing.
It ain't all love for me because why would I do that?
Hey,
why would I play you?
Bro, look.
You said it on yourself.
Look, I mean, I didn't bring it up. The challenge was brought to
me.
I accepted it. If you feel like I took it too far, then that's on you, man. But this is entertainment.
I'm telling you took it too far.
Doc, this is entertainment. This is not supposed to be taken this personally. If you said it about me, I'm not going to take it personally.
No, if I was on your show, man, and I was actually talking to you, if I was trash-talking you, that's good. It's fair. I don't even know your show.
Well, Doc, you on right now.
Yeah, because I had to call in. I'm getting sweet.
It ain't like I'm running from it. I'm happy to give you a platform, Doc. Come on now.
Okay, man. All right, man. Entertain your crowd, man.
Doc, I got to step in and put this one back on me because this wasn't a place I intended for it to go. It was a bad idea. I brought you up thinking, you know, maybe we could get a game going. It was a bad idea. We did. It got to trash talking. You're not here to do it with him, so it was a bad idea, brother.
It's not like I'm on the show and I'm trash talking them back to where I can say something.
Doc, you're on the show now, though.
And I'm telling you.
Okay. And I'm telling you.
Because you're on the airwaves, man. So say every tough thing you're going to say.
Bro, I'm not saying anything.
I don't think he was trying to be tough, Doc.
Doc, I'm not saying nothing to you right now that I wouldn't tell you in person. Come on now.
The next time you see me in person, tell me then.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'll come up there when you get off the air so we can talk in the parking lot.
That's fine.
Okay.
Like, it really ain't that serious to me, Doc.
What time y'all get out there, man?
2 o'clock.
Doc, I love you too much for this, brother. I have put you in a bad spot.
I don't know why it's gotten to this level.
This was all lighthearted.
I don't know why it's gotten to this level.
I'm taking this on me, brother. I need to take
it
because I shouldn't have brought it down.
That ain't in my blood, bro.
I get it. He's taking.
I don't even want.
Let John Mark keep talking. Let him keep talking this stuff.
Bro, I mean, it's all entertainment to me. Like, it was all fun and games for me, Doc, and I didn't realize you were going to get this upset about it.
I'm not on the show to talk back to you.
You can talk back to me right now. You're saying you're going to come up to the studio after the show is over.
No, I said to talk about it. Since you wanted, you said you'll say
What am I supposed to do? Say, oh, no, I'm scared. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that, Doc, because I didn't go too far. It was a joke, man.
That's fine.
It was a joke.
Okay.
Doc, I blew this. It was my bad. I don't want you thinking another minute about it, man.
What's that?
And two, John, I you know, that's obviously it'll be done from this side as well as a bad idea. My blow on that, brother.
I don't know what you want me to do.
No, I'm not looking at you to do something. Move on to the
Doc, thanks for calling in, man.
Doc's not playing, so he doesn't need to play. Obviously, he has nothing else to prove.
Yeah, I don't know what you want me to say in this situation.
I wasn't looking for you to say something. Yeah. What I was looking for not to get to that level of tension.
I just want everybody to know.
And so that's why I was stepping forth as the guy who kind of got this going having no idea it would go there. It was a bad idea on my part.
My point is, I don't care who it is, any challenger. Bring it to me.
Now,
am I going to have to call Boyle Security for the 2 o'clock?
Your level of confidence
for the 2 o'clock parking lot spar?
At some point you kind of just.
Well, what am I supposed to apologize and say I'm sorry?
No, I'm not. I'm not telling you to be. But there's a tone that kept the tension going.
You
can defuse something like that, or you can keep it going.
I tried. I said, listen, it was all fun and games. It was all entertainment. But then when you start saying that I'm scared to say something somewhere. I'm not scared to say something anywhere.
I feel you on that. But for our listeners, but more importantly for Doc, I apologize because that was on me and that was a bad idea.
A listener just called and asked, we're kidding, right? Like this was a wrestling bit or something.
Unfortunately,
no. Unfortunately,
like, I swear to God, this was totally.
I have nothing but love for Doc. This is all fun and game. We're talking about one-on-one on a basketball court. Like I didn't test him as a man. Right. I didn't test him as a father. I just said, listen, when it comes to that basketball court, I'm a rep for me. I'm gonna have confidence in me. That goes for it against anybody.
I think where Doc got sideways was the Middle Tennessee comment. He didn't like it.
That's a reference. Like that's one reference. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't understand why he got to that level. But then when you start throwing in challenges as a man, like, oh, you won't say that to me here or there. Bro, that ain't.
I think he was looking for an apology.
Well, he ain't going to get it from me. I got respect for Doc, though.
Oh,
I got love for Doc. I got respect for Doc.
All there. Didn't need to get to a point where anybody needed to apologize. It was my bad. Yeah. I'm the one that's doing the apologizing. I'm going to have to go. I owe Doc one.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I respect Doc, and I love Doc. I don't know why I got to that level. I'm confused by it still.
But put it on me. That was on me.
Y'all want that one-on-one, y'all can get it.
Good Lord, man.
I don't think we should do it. It doesn't feel safe.
Oh, you're talking about Doc, first of all, ain't coming out of retirement to play this dude, but now it would be too intense. This dude would kill him now.
No, but y'all talked about that last media thing.
He would run over you, bro.
Think about what we've talked about in the last hour. The first thing y'all said was they used to have one of these. They stopped doing it because somebody in media threw a ball at another adult person.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about your safety in a one-on-one with Doc.
I understand.
Gonna run you over now.
Hey, I'm a bottom line about this.
Giving him reason with that Middle Tennessee, Michigan State stuff. You gave him reason.
I got nothing but respect for Doc as a person, as a professional,
And it's all love for me, period, point blank. And that's just the bottom line. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Freddie Coleman going to join us at 12:45. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's a city that feels like its own country, got its own unique flavor and language.
92.9 FM, ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Howie's here from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Howie, what's the one thing someone should know when shopping for a diamond engagement ring?
Three words. Trust your eyes. Keep in mind that choosing a slightly lower color and clarity can only be seen using a microscope, but not with the naked eye.
And I'm just looking for bigger and brighter.
Exactly. And if you want a bigger, brighter diamond, come to Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale. And right now, save 20 to 40% off.
And with a $1,500 purchase, you get a free mini vacation.
Free financing, four convenient locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary. Discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.